Hello, everyone. This is Michelle Birdie, and you're listening to The Wordsworth from the Moscow Times. Scene: a dacha outside of Moscow. A family sits on the terrace eating shashlik. Your significant other grabs two skewers of shashlik and piles them on top of a massive serving of roasted potatoes. You frown. Немного ли? Isn't that a bit too much? You ask. The reply, много не бывает. Can't have enough of a good thing. Just then the wind drops and mosquitoes swarm the diners. Noises of dismay, frantic swatting. Your significant other.
Только этого не хватало.
That's too much. Literally, we just didn't have enough of that. So, basically in Russian, you can never have too much of a good thing, but too much of a bad thing is jokingly not enough. That unnerving thought got me wondering about too much in Russian and how many ways there are to express it. The basic too much word is slishkom, which means too or to excess. You can use it to describe slishkom mnogo, too much, slishkom malo, too little, or too plus any adverb or adjective. For example, there is a television series called Slishkom Krasivaya Zhena, the wife who's too pretty. You can send back Slishkom Sladkaya Vino, wine that's too sweet, or you can describe a quality of money. Денег не бывает слишком много. You can never have too much money. Or you could actually ruin your child with too much of a good thing. Родители возлагали слишком большие надежды на сына. The parents expected too much of their son. Чересчур also means over the top, and it's usually applied to qualities, not quantities.
При всем уважении, жизни он весьма скучен и чересчур правильный.
Although I deeply respect him, in real life he's extremely dull and way too proper. Both слишком and чересчур can be used very effectively as standalone phrases when you wish to express your extreme dismay about someone's over-the-top behavior or words. When your work colleague suggests not just asking for a raise but a 4-day work week, you can say,
Ну, это уж слишком.
That's going too far. Or, when your kids want ice cream, cake, cookies, and candy for dessert, you can dash their hopes with
Это уж чересчур.
Now, that's just too much. Etymologists argue about this, but some think that чересчур is simply через, beyond, and чур, boundary. That is, more or less, out of bounds. But there are similar expressions with uncontested etymology, like через край, over the top, which can be used to describe everything from liquid to emotions.
Вино лилось через край, на стол, со стола на пол.
The wine poured over onto the table and from the table onto the floor.
Она совершенно счастливая, выше меры, через край.
She is completely happy, beyond measure, over the top. Another good word is чрезмерно, exceedingly, excessively, from через, beyond, and мера, measure.
Ставится задача упорядочения труда государственных служащих, в частности, сокращение ставшего нормой чрезмерно длительного рабочего дня.
One of the tasks is to regulate the workload of state workers, in particular, to cut back their exceedingly long workday, which has become the norm. Another too much word is the adverb излишнее, in excess.
Наверное, сильно задевают такие вещи излишне амбициозных и обидчивых людей.
These things probably really annoy unduly ambitious people who are easily offended. Sometimes it just means you don't need to. излишне спрашивать, хочет ли он стать военным, как отец. Это его мечта с детства. It's not necessary to ask if he wants to join the military like his father. It's been his dream since childhood. You can also use the adjectival form излишне, often heard in its short form in the standard phrase that begins this sentence. Комментарии излишне. И после прочтения этих двух абзацев можно закрыть дискуссию и легко ответить на вопрос, необходим ли такой закон. Commentary is superfluous, and after reading those two paragraphs, we can end the discussion and easily answer the question of whether or not we need this law. But there is an even easier and more elegant way to describe doing too much of something. You just add the prefix peria to the verb. In the kitchen, salить to salt and перчить to pepper become пересолить to put too much salt in and переперчить to put too much pepper in. There is also, apparently, the word пересахарить to put too much sugar in. But I've never heard it used, and I can't find any written examples. But I did find the verb пересластить, to oversweeten, and this, a nice word, and a statement I rather agree with. Я не переношу высоких напыщенных слов, как пересахаренного варенья. I dislike high-toned, pompous words as much as I dislike overly sweet jam, literally, over-sugared jam. When you don't do comparative shopping, платить to pay becomes переплатить to pay too much. Она переплатила строителям 5 миллионов рублей. She overpaid her builders 5 million rubles. Sometimes it's not a matter of comparative shopping, but of preference. Предпочитающим импорт придется переплатить в 1.5-3 раза. People who prefer imports will end up paying 1.5 to 3 times more. Unfortunately, you just can't tack peria onto every verb, and sometimes that prefix has different meanings. One common other meaning is to do over. So переделать means to remake something. And the really bad news is that sometimes many meanings of peria can exist with one root verb. Take перекурить, peria plus курить, to smoke. Here are some possibilities. Peria as too much. Он сидел, писал и перекурил до тошноты. He sat, wrote, and smoked so much he was sick to his stomach. Peria as in between. Мы пошли перекурить. We went for a smoke break. Перья as more than anyone else. Он всех перекурил. 3 пачки в день. He outsmoked everyone. 3 packs a day. Перья as try all varieties. Он перекурил 10 брендов перед тем, как нашел свой бренд. He smoked his way through 10 brands before he found the brand he liked best. Okay, that's hard. That's really hard. But if you're feeling put out by the difficulty of remembering when peria is to repeat and when peria is to do too much, consider the poor Russians learning English and having to remember the difference between do over and overdo. Hey, I'm just saying. And while we're speaking of payments, переплатить is something you can never do with our support fund. So I hope you'll take a moment to make a contribution. That's it for this week. До встречи на следующей неделе. Пока!